Hey y'all, it's me, Black Girl Abroad, and I'm here to tell you with all of the things going on in the world, it's kind of hard to stay abreast, especially living overseas. I mean, think about it, it's so much content whizzing around out there, but there's one storytelling platform that helps me to keep calm, stay informed, and most importantly, inspired, and that's Flipboard. Flipboard curates the world stories so that I can make smarter decisions when it comes to work, life, and play. I choose from thousands of topics to personalize my Flipboard, and I get the latest stories from the best publishers and experts delivered to me 24/7. That's right, y'all. I can choose from topics like world health, yoga, my personal favorite, celebrity gossip. Yes. When you see the stories, you can save them and you can tap on the button and it'll simply put them in a private or public collection. It's really that simple. Millions of people use Flipboard every day and they use this to help navigate through the world and navigate through their life. How can you get started? That's simple. Two ways. You can go to flipboards.com. Or you can download the app at Flipboard. I hope that you're staying informed, because in this world today, we need to. Hey, and welcome back to Black Girl Abroad podcast. It's your host, LaQuisha, and I'm here with a very special guest. He's a makeup artist all the way from Louisiana. Give it up for Beat by B.
Ooh, yeah. What's up, everybody? This is B.
So, B is going to talk about some of the incredible looks he did for me while we were in New York. And first of all, y'all, New York is amazing, okay? New York get a bad rap, but listen, I fuss with the drug dealers and stuff, you know? Like, that's what I grew up knowing in Houston. So, I mean, if you can grow up in Houston, Texas, okay, in the country of what they like to call it, you can adapt anywhere, all right? Now, what I couldn't adapt to was this cold weather. But the whole time I was out here, my face was beat for the gods, honey. Now it's all because of B. So, B, tell the people a little bit about yourself.
Hi, everyone. I'm B. I'm from Louisiana. I am part of the management team for MAC Cosmetics in Prion Lake Mall, an amazing team of artists and management. What can I say? I love my job at MAC Cosmetics, and I love the company for all that it does for makeup and people. We are not just makeup artists. We're like the angels of makeup. And
yes.
So we love to be more than makeup artists. And for those of you who go to your local MAC Cosmetics counter, you understand what I'm saying. What you want me to say, Queen?
So, let's tell the people about some of the looks. Now, for those of you that follow me on Facebook, okay, you've seen I put some of the daily looks that I had going, and the one that got the most buzzworthy was my look for the Met Opera House. So, tell them what inspired that sunset golden, you know, that thick lash look. And for the record, that was me who wanted the thick lash, okay? So don't be trying to comfort nobody. That was me. And I love a thick lash, honey. Everybody needs a thick lash. But tell them the inspiration for some of the looks.
The inspiration for the Met Gala look was the artisticness of being surrounded by the opera and the opera goer. I think for the most part, once Kui had chosen that she was going to be wearing the emerald green dress, the idea was to make sure that it balanced and to also understand that we were going to have a little fun with the eye. I tend to stray away from the very bold and grand lash, but Kui has a wonderful lid, and why not? Let's show it off. We're in New York, and so let's have fun. So we ended up doing that wonderful, gorgeous chrome yellow on the lid with a little bit of saddle in the crease and a little bit of various brown scripts and embark and using a lot of various colors that I had with me, and also some palettes that Kui had, just to make a soft rose sunset on the eye. And I really think that that complemented the emerald that she had. But for the most part, the inspiration was the dress and just the surroundings of being at the opera and being at the Met and knowing the importance and the influence on art that the Met has. And so that's where the eye came from.
Awesome, awesome. So right now we're going to take a quick little break because I don't know if y'all can hear the noise in the background, but we're at the airport. Unfortunately, we're getting ready to leave New York. So we're going to take a quick little break. And we'll be right back. Okay, we're back. And on Black Girl Abroad, we have another special guest joining us. He is from Lake Charles, Louisiana, but he currently lives in Houston. And we're going to give it up for my work husband, Mr. Donnie King.
Hello, everybody.
You hear that very white voice he got? Hello, everybody. That's what he do. So while being out here in New York, okay, just wanted to let everyone know that Donnie was the, basically the tour guide, the unofficial tour guide, okay? Because Donnie is grand, honey. He has been to New York before, so he knew all the spots to hit up. He knew everything. So Donnie, just tell the people a little bit of our trip.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, basically, I'm a person that likes to be adventurous when I go to different places because I rarely get the opportunity to see different cultures, different ethnicities, different ways of living from the South. So my thing was is to visit all those major places where we can get an essence of what New York was about. So, you know, we visited, you know, we did a range of things from going to Broadway, from going to an opera, from
going to the Apollo,
mm-hmm. just sheer black entertainment, you know, from being immersed in just different ways that you can experience one city. Even the subway was, you know, was a good adventure because it taught us how to be critical thinkers and figuring out things for ourselves and knowing how to get from one place to the next without, little assistance per se. It was just to absorb as much as we could within the, 5 days we were here.
Right.
So that was my whole thing. You know, we played it day by day. I knew what I wanted to see, knew what I wanted to show everybody. But it wasn't planned out.
Right.
We just had it scheduled.
It was very fluid.
Yeah.
It was very fluid.
We just had, you know, whatever day what time we got up, we looked at what was the possibilities of what we could tackle for that day or whatever and how it fit in with our itinerary and schedule. And that's how we did it. So we were able to see, you know, Kinky Boots with Wayne Brady.
Mm-hmm. The comedy show.
We were able to see the comedy show.
That
was the first thing.
Yeah.
And that was just spontaneous, really.
Right.
We were just walking down and we decided to, I think it was a gentleman off of Get Out.
Right.
The supporting actor.
Right.
Black male off of Get Out.
Also the Carmichael show.
Carmichael.
Yeah, he was he was a headliner, actually.
Yeah, he was a headliner, and he was really, 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 really good. So if y'all ever get a chance to see him, and he comes in your area or your town or city, you should go see him or whatever. He was real good. He was real good.
But a lot of them were really good, like the comedians. They were really, really funny. Some of them you had to kind of
like Lion Wolf.
Yes.
Lion Wolf, Leo
Wolf. Up to them and stuff. But I mean, other than that, it was really, really, really nice. And like I tell Donnie all the time, you know, he lives his grand life all the time, okay? Those of you that know me, y'all know I'm just a little humble black girl from the north side of Houston, Texas, honey. You know, I would have never thought my life would have been like this. However, I am blessed. I am so blessed, and I'm grateful. Because my favorite thing, honestly, to me. I enjoyed everything. Everything was amazing. Kinky Boots is wonderful. If y'all have the opportunity to come to New York to see Kinky Boots, I highly suggest coming because it was amazing. The opera was amazing. Even though, oh baby, we seen Madame Butterfly.
But I don't know if y'all... And the thing about it is that shocked me, even going to see an opera. I'm going to see many operas, that it was an authentic opera, meaning they did not rely on any speaker or sound system or any mic system. Mm-hmm. They sung over the orchestra as opera was intended to be, for bigger, more powerful voices. So that was one thing that I was surprised about when we went to Metropolitan Opera House, because I was like, oh, well, everybody uses modern technology to augment these voices or whatever. But no, they say, huh, at the opera, we do it like it was back in the old days.
Right. And you know what was so great about the opera was, because I've always heard of Madame Butterfly, I've never seen it. And so just really getting into the play. When I say I was into it, I was like, you're not gonna do her like that.
Yeah.
And leave her with this child. And, you know, if you never
seen. She was even calling the man a bitch.
I did. I said, oh, bitch. Okay. But listen. This is the thing, y'all. I'm not gonna spoil it for y'all, but just, you have to see it. You have to see it. But I know this is gonna sound weird, but my favorite thing was the Apollo.
Yeah.
And I think it was good, but I think what it was for me was, this is something I grew up watching on television. And to go in there, you're like, oh my God, this is where that's like, for me, had I went to Star Search or something, and went, like, it was just that surreal for me, and just seeing them on the amateur night, and doing, and even though it wasn't the original people, but just the fact that we were in that building, that meant so much to me. That
comedian was funny.
Right.
He was real funny.
Right.
Real funny. Real, real funny.
Yeah, the host. He was hilarious. And then even going to Black Ink, and the real Black Ink, not the one y'all see on TV, and meeting Caesar's mom, that was amazing to me. Her spirit is so wonderful, y'all. She actually left a comment under one of my pictures on Instagram, if you follow me on Instagram. But yeah, I mean... It was just the whole experience, because like I told a whole bunch of New Yorkers, so like I was saying, a bunch of New Yorkers, you know, like I told them, they get a bad rep, but really and truly, I've enjoyed my time. Now, I know what you're probably saying, this is not an abroad lifestyle. Don't judge me, okay? Y'all know I don't move abroad till August, in which I will keep you posted on all of that. So thank you for listening, and I hope you come back for more. Bye.